Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with the Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And this one's called How to Get Fan Attention in a World of 155 Million Websites. And I hope that stat's correct. Maybe it's maybe I read some stats from like 1997 and maybe it's like 40 billion now. And you're going to email me and call me an idiot. But anyway, you get the idea of what we're doing here. And plus, in 20 years or 30 years, when this video becomes, you know, like a stately home of music marketing advice, people are going to say that's very outdated. But forget that. Anyway, getting people to actually take notice of what you are doing is the most important thing for any musician. You could have the best album since Barney Goes Pop, but nobody's going to bat an eyelid if you can't make yourself heard in the tidal wave of information that's sweeping over people every day. You must be able to get people looking in your direction if you want to turn your occasional listeners into fans and then your fans into fanatical supporters of your work. So, first things first, let's take a journey into the human mind. The mind of your perfect fan is a very clever and complex thing, but it has a problem that it can only focus on a few things at one time, so it can't like everything. If you think about when you walk down the street, you know, there's millions of things going on. There's a little ant walking under your feet. There's a car beeping at you. But all you can think about is smelling some lovely donuts and going into a coffee shop and having some, like, nice munch and drink. So why are we talking about all this brain talk? Well, you need to become like that scrumptious donut in your fan's mind and get him and give him or her a big reason to listen to you over the other millions of songs out there. So here we go. This is it. Begin Project Mind Invasion. That sounds kind of grand. I don't think I really put the right emphasis into that to make it sound grand enough. I should have had like a reverb like, Begin Project Mind Invasion. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Below, we're going to find three easy ways to infiltrate your fan's mind and get maximum attention. In the wrong hands, these powerful strategies could be dangerous. You've been warned. Anyway, it's not really that that dangerous, so that was just to get you excited. Anyway, so number one is stories. People love you to tell them honest and interesting stories about your music career, and this will get them more involved in your music and have a deeper connection. I was thinking about Michael Jackson when I wrote this one. I didn't research this at all, but like I instantly knew he was a child star whose dad was like tyrannical, and then he went on to do the moonwalk on the Grammys, I think, with the like sparkly glove, and then he set his hair on fire, and then he was in an oxygen tank, and then he spent millions on plastic surgery, then he dangled his baby out the window, then he suddenly died after announcing like he was going to play 52 shows in London. So you've got to ask yourself, what can your fans talk about and think about you? And they've got to have stories. The next one is target your fans correctly. A wise man once said to, not to me, I just heard him say it. I think he said it to probably like 4 million people who bought the same CD as me. But anyway, he said that if you want to sell 200 burgers, all you need is a hungry crowd. And, you know, keep this in mind when you're targeting your own fans. Don't just target like country music fans or rap fans. Target fans specifically of people that you sound most like, and you'll have a much easier time getting their attention. And the last one, get the blood boiling. If you can connect with some deep human emotions, then your music will get attention and stay in the mind longer. Think about the song from Titanic, My Heart Will Go On. I don't think that's the tune. But anyway, you know, when people think about that, they think about like Leonardo DiCaprio sinking away from like Kate Winslet in the icy water after being dead. And yeah, that really stays in people's minds. So piss people off, make them angry, start feelings, and you'll get their attention. Attention's short-lived. This basically means that, you know, if you spend all this time getting their attention, you show them something crap or your music isn't up to standard, it's like, you know, turning people's head and making them look at a dirty, smelly, stinking, warm, wet, horrible turd. So no one wants to look at a turd. Make sure your music is not turdish in its presentation, and that should be fine. I hope you found that useful. This is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net, and I'll speak to you next time.